Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe, here to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. I'll be playing recordings by people including Howard Keel, Cole Joy, Elvis Gerald and Elvis Presley, and a little bit later, Al Bowley and Jeanette MacDonald, others whom I hope you will enjoy. I'm going to begin by recognising a couple of birth anniversaries from yesterday. One, Howard Keel, the other, Cole Joy.
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me. Bless your beautiful hide, you're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm mistaken my claim, lest your eyes is crossed. Oh, I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool. Or pay your way through cooking school, if in you would say I do. Your beautiful hide, prepare to bend your knee and take that vow, cause I'm a-telling you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim, but kinda slim, heavenly eyes, but oh, that size, she's gotta be right to be the bride for me. Bless your beautiful hide, wherever and trim, but not too slim. Heavenly eyes and just the right size. Simple and sweet and sassy as can be. Bless her beautiful hide. Yes, she's the girl for me.
From the 1954 motion picture, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. It was an MGM film, and Bless Your Beautiful Hide was sung by Howard Keel. It was written by Gene DePaul and Johnny Mercer for that film, and as I said, yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Howard Keel in 1917.
Bye, 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 baby, goodbye. I gotta get a going, bye 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 baby, goodbye. See you in the morning at a break of day. Just a little kiss and I'll be on my way. Bye 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 baby, goodbye. I get so lonely when we're apart. I love you only. Don't you break my heart. Bye, 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 baby, goodbye. I gotta get a going. Bye, 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 baby, goodbye. See you in the morning at the break of day. Just a little kiss and I'll be on my way. Bye, 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 baby, goodbye. I get so lonely when we're apart. I love you only. Don't you break my heart. Bye, 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 baby, goodbye. I gotta get a going, bye 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 baby, goodbye. I'll see you in the morning at the break of day. Just a little kiss and I'll be on my way. Bye 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 bye, bye baby. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Bye baby, goodbye.
No, I'm not saying bye-bye, baby. I'm going to be here for quite a while longer. But Frank McNulty wrote Bye Bye Baby. It was a hit for Coldjoy in 1959. Yesterday was Coldjoy's birthday. He was born in 1937.
Scatterbrain. I know I'll end up apoplectic, but there's nothing I can do. It's just the same as being in a hurricane. And though my life will be too hectic, there is nothing I can do. Nothing else can matter, you're my darling scatterbrain.
As the morning and refreshing as the rain. Isn't it a pity that you're such a scatterbrain? When you smile, it's so delightful. When you talk, it's so insane. Still, it's charming chatter, scatterbrain. I know I'll end up apoplectic, but there's nothing I can do. It's just the same as being in a hurricane. And though my life will be too hectic, there's nothing I can do. Nothing else can matter, you're my darling scatterbrain.
Scatterbrain. That was written by the American bandleader Frankie Masters and some of his colleagues. The recording was by the British Orchestra of Carol Gibbons with vocals by Ann Lenner and Eric Whitley.
I'd like to get away, Junior, somewhere alone with you. It could be oh so gay, Junior. You need a laugh or two. A certain place I know, Frankie, where funny people can have fun. That's where we two. Before you can count up one, two, three, four. There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that were us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple. Small hotel, we'll creep into our little shell, and we will thank the small hotel together. There's
a Small Hotel, written in 1936 for a New York show called On Your Toes by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Ella Fitzgerald made that recording of it with Buddy Bregman's orchestra in 1956. George Weiss was a successful American songwriter. I'm going to play a couple of George Weiss songs for you.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Falling in Love. Elvis Presley's recording of that song topped the Australian charts in 1961. George Weiss also wrote this song, which is a very different one, as a big hit in 1950 for Teresa Brewer. I'm not going to play her recording. I wonder if you can guess who the singer is.
to. All I want is kissing you and music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.
Music, written by George Feiss. Most of us would associate that with Teresa Brewer, but that was Kenny Gardner singing with the orchestra of Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting. People must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you just winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
Dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you wink your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, my darling. Who wouldn't love you?
The pianist who accompanied Frankie Lane for most of his career was Carl Fischer. He collaborated with Billy Carey to write Who Wouldn't Love You? It was played by Kaiser's Orchestra with vocals by Harry Babbitt and Trudy Irwin. My next two selections were introduced by Broadway shows in the early 1960s.
There are chicks just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those chicks don't know what they're missing. Satchmo's got a lot of living to do, and there's wine all ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. That's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, place to go, people to see, everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do.
Lot of Livin' to Do, written by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams for a 1960 Broadway show called Bye Bye Birdie. You have just heard Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars present A Lot of Livin' to Do.
Love makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round. Somebody soon will love you if no one loves you now. High in some silent sky, love sings a silver song, making the earth whirl softly. Love makes the world go round. Makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round. Somebody soon will love you if no one loves you now. High in some silent sky, love sings a silver song, making the earth whirl softly. Love makes the world go round, making the earth whirl softly. love makes the world go round.
Love Makes the World Go Round, sung by Bing Crosby with Michelle Piastro's orchestra in 1968. The show was introduced, or the song was introduced, in a New York show called Carnival in 1961. Music and lyrics by Bob Merrill. The orchestra of Johnny Dodds made that recording of Hear Me Talkin' in 1929. It was written by Lil Armstrong, who was at that time married to Louis Armstrong, the great Satchmo.
Complete. I knew you wouldn't be mine for long.
In My Arms, from the American singer Edith Day, who established her career mostly in Great Britain, the British production Rio Rita brought You're Always in My Arms to the public's attention. It was a recording made by Edith Day in London in 1929. Well, that was an oldie. Here's one that's even older.
Thank you.
was one of the first recordings of a white jazz band. The original Dixieland Jazz Band recorded Tiger Rag in 1918 in New York. That was a composition of one of the members of that band, Nick LaRocca. For some reason, some songwriters and artists record either write music or make recordings using pseudonyms. For some reason, I don't know what, Neil Morey also wrote under the name of Charles Daniels. The next three songs that I'm going to play were written by, well, it depends upon who you look at, which record you look at, Neil Morey, otherwise known as Charles Daniels.
I'm not much to look at, nothing to see, just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Can't save a dollar, not worth a cent. She wouldn't holler, she'd live in a tent. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Though she'd love to work and slave for me every day, she'd be so much better. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Funny that way. She's funny that way.
She's funny that way. That was sung by Frank Rich, a recording made in Melbourne in the 1960s. Thank you.
Cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And if she loves me, there is nothing more I can say.
Lovely was sung by Al Bowley in that recording from the early 1930s. It was preceded by Moonlight and Roses, with an interpolation of Moonlight Bay, played by Paul Whiteman's orchestra in the late 1920s with a vocal chorus, Moonlight and Roses. Dream Lover, a composition of Victor Schertzinger, sung by Jeanette MacDonald, first performed in 1929 in a motion picture, The Love Parade.